The basis of every human being is a structure to be safe and belong in our society and to reproduce our DNA. And to do that, there's particular programming of we want to elevate our status, we want to feel connected, we want to be a part of something.
To build a successful business is not that difficult. You can do it just the way you are, actually. You don't need to change you. Actually, you're fine. Welcome to the Self-Made Millionaire Podcast, the home for the ambitious, outcome-driven individual who wants to leave their past behind and create their next million. If that's you, you have found your place.
The economy is just smart people paying beautiful people to promote stuff to insecure people. Dear Self-Made Millionaire, when I first read that statement, I laughed. There was such a potent smell of truth delivered in a witty, matter-of-fact way. I had to repeat it myself, so I'll repeat it for you here again. The economy is just smart people paying beautiful people to promote stuff to insecure people. And I thought to myself, well, I hope I'm in the smart group, right? Like, and I hope you are too. I hope I'm in the smart group. And then I second guessed myself. I was like, shit, you know, am I? Like, maybe I'm not, you know? Could it be true that I'm not? Am I, what am I? I'm definitely not in the beautiful people category. So where does that put me? So am I in the insecure? I realized that I'd actually bought a lot of stuff that I didn't really need, but because the image it portrayed. And I thought about this. I was like, why is it that I bought a Rolex? Why do I own a Porsche or the Lamborghini or the Audi R8? Why do I buy these things? And I was like, damn it, those attractive people got to me. And so reading this and thinking about this had me all in my feelings, you know. And I thought about why we buy, you know, and what the economy really is. Because a lot of the stuff that we have imprinted in our mind of what it is we want, we don't actually need. And I realized that most of us who are starting a business can understand that a lot of the things that we're selling to each other, we don't need. And so I did a bit of research. It turns out that 92% of what it is that we buy and sell, we don't actually need to survive as a species. It's all around status. It's all around how can we be seen as someone who has a certain status compared to those that we care about. And so this got me really thinking. I was like, so what is it if you want to be a self-made millionaire, which is obviously, as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast or watching the videos, it's a metaphor for somebody that has become self-made and has the finances and ability to have what it is that they love in life. And so I like the term self-made millionaire. And it's a good one. And when you think about it, it's like, what is it that we're actually doing? And you kind of go to this meta position. It's like most of the time people are purchasing things because they think that thing is going to allow them to be seen in a different light by their peers or by society as general, and it's going to allow them to have a better life. And it got me really, you know, really in my feelings. I'm like, gosh, is that what we're doing here? Are we really? And I'll read the statement again because I think it's such a good statement. The economy is smart people paying beautiful people to promote stuff to insecure people. And so I was like, is that really what the economy is? Well, and I was like, maybe not the economy, but is that what marketing is? And so, you know, as a kid, I wanted to be just like Mike. So I still, now as an adult, I have a collection of Jordans, right? Basketball shoes. And so I want to be like Michael Jordan. I purchased supplements that bodybuilders tell me will work and clothes that I see famous people wearing. And so I realized that we create an ideal in someone's mind of their end result. And in marketing, we create that tension in them. So we say, this is how you can be. And then what we do is by showing that attractive or that famous person or that beautiful person, we associate that brand to that end result, even though it's the same watch or it's the same, the clothes do the same thing. But because of the association with that famous sports star, for example, we associate that end result. That makes us, since we simply are just an ordinary person like everyone else, we associate a gap. We associate their success with that or their beauty with that. And that inherently creates a gap in our mind. And it's a really interesting statement. So is it true that there's smart people that are paying beautiful, attractive, successful people to actually help the rest of us feel less than? And that feeling of less than creates a need for us to purchase. I'm looking at it and I'm going, you know what? There's something in this. you know, if we think about it, the Kardashians are billionaires, right? The character played by many actors, James Bond, has sold us Aston Martins for years. Music icons, actors, sports stars, they're all aspirational, beautiful, attractive people designed to, and the reason why they earn so much money is that they can actually create purchasing others. They're designed to create us to purchase. The reason why NBA stars get paid so much is that they're able to sell a bunch of shoes or views or guests. They're selling us something. And so I thought, is the only reason that we're actually purchasing this 92% of goods and services because of manufactured insecurity? It's like, damn. I need to not think about this, but it's really important. You listening to this as a self-made millionaire or becoming a self-made millionaire is to understand that at the basis of every human being is a structure to be safe and belong in our society and to reproduce our DNA. And to do that, you know, there's particular programming of we want to elevate our status. We want to feel connected. We want to be a part of something. We have a desire inherent to reproduce our DNA. And we know to do that, we need to be seen as attractive as possible to the opposite sex to reproduce. To do that, smart people, smart business people like you listening to this have to realize that's the world we live in. And that when you're positioning your product, you must position it in a way that is attractive, that shows a vision, that increases status, that shows a person how they will be if they were to buy it or purchase it. We can't just turn up and say, my product's the best. We must first create that gap or create the tension. So I put it to you, listener, is the economy just smart people paying beautiful people to promote stuff? I don't think so. Not really. But the role or the question is, what role are you going to play? Which one are you? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. P.S. If this video made you feel insecure, Pamela Anderson, Brad Pitt said you should buy my courses. Just kidding. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Subscribe, like, and share this. And I'll see you on the next video. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm so grateful that you have. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a super conscious entrepreneur and becoming a self-made millionaire, then head over to my website where you can get a free newsletter. You can download my book, You're Not Broken or The Superconscious Path, consciouseducationcompany.com.